How's it going? This is Scott Fish. I co-host a podcast called the Commission Impossible Podcast with Ryan McDowell. We don't exactly go over player values or dynasty trades or potential or rankings or mock drafts, and we usually don't even have guests. We just like to talk about commissioner stuff, so that's what you get. You can learn about lots of different scoring systems, interesting rules, settings, how to set up your playoffs, how to determine draft order, how to determine rookie auction values, things like that, stuff that commissioners might be interested in, like rivalries or rolling bankrolls or salary caps. We also answer commissioner questions. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, check us out. It's a pretty good listen.
Let the games begin.
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the game begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the key for the win. Let the game begin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 66 of Dynasty Game Night. And that's how professional I am. I took the 15 seconds to look it up. So
good for you.
You're already ahead of everybody else that's ever heard that. It sounded weird hearing that because I don't think we've ever listed the show number. I'm actually shocked we're at 66, to be honest.
So that's at least that's what my podcast feed said. So anyone listening, you may realize that I am not one of your usual hosts. I am Rocky Petrella at Dynasty FF Addict on Twitter. I will be guest hosting tonight. After my last appearance, I talked with both Russ and Matt after the show in separate conversations. They suggested I do this, and so I figured I had to come up with three games for it. So I'm looking forward to tonight. It was originally going to be an all host show, but unfortunately Matt couldn't make it tonight. But we do have Russ and John and our non-host guest, Bob Gilchrist. So Bob, why don't you introduce yourself to the people?
How you doing? I'm Bob Gilchrist. This is a very interesting show, and I am very looking forward to just trying to stay at zero, not go negative.
And John, anything you want to say before we get into the games?
No, let's go ahead and play. I am ready. We'll talk at the end of the show why one of the reasons Bob's here, about why one of the reasons.
Sounds good. I'm guessing, Russ, you're ready to go as well.
No, I'm pretty just intrigued by that teaser John just dropped. That was professional podcasting. Now let's get at it.
Okay, then.
Let's see it. Let's see if Bob kicks my ass before we announce anything different.
You got a lot riding on this, Bob. Be careful.
Definitely.
I think I'm set up to fail here. I'm going against Russ and John.
John always says he's not that good anyway. So
my record proves it, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so we got three games tonight, as always. Definitely had to do a name game. And then we also have a trade game and a co-stars BS.
Oh, crap.
I know, John's favorite. So, Bob, as the non-host guest, I'm going to let you pick the first game and go first.
Before we start.
Well, let's go with name game because that's the one I do know the best.
Sorry, John.
Before we do totally start, though, Bob, we should have told you probably want pen and paper for this. Because and leave your mic open. You don't have to keep muting it.
Yes.
Because you're going to want to say your name to call in. And if you're on mute, nobody will hear you.
Oh, and the one thing I really reminded Rocky that he's supposed to do when he does the intro to the show.
I didn't do.
Go ahead.
This is a DL, one of the DLF family of podcasts.
There you go.
We talked
about that before the show. He said the one thing you need to do is just mention it's a DLF podcast. And I did not do it.
I'd say you're fired, but I want to play.
Okay, so I guess for anyone who doesn't know, I'm going to attempt to explain the name game, even though no one does it very well. and I'm not going to reference Wheel of Fortune. So basically there's a theme, and there's a word or a phrase along with the player's name. And the theme word basically runs into the player's name or vice versa. So I'll give a clue. And that clue having to do with the theme the end of that word will be the beginning of the player's name, or the end of the player's name will be beginning of the theme. So the theme, and this probably would have worked a couple months ago better around Halloween, but the theme tonight is going to be candy.
Ooh. So, candy is good. Candy is good year round.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the way it works is I will give the theme clue, which is basically just the Wikipedia definition of the candy, and the player's position and division, and then you will call in by saying your name if you think you know it. If you can get it with no clues, you get 3 points. If you get it. And I have a clue for both the theme, the candy, and for the player will be the team. If you get it with one clue, it's 2 points, and two clues, it's 1 point. I have 7 altogether, so just whoever has the most points at the end will win the game. You guys ready?
Let's roll.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Here's the first one. Narrow cylinder of sweet black licorice coated in a hard candy shell to form a capsule shape, an AFC North wide receiver.
Bobby.
That was quick.
Oh. Juju. It's Juju. I'm going to have to.
I think you're thinking Juju Beast, but that's not it.
All right.
Not at all. No.
AFC North?
AFC North, yes.
See, the problem is black licorice is gross, so I have no idea what this candy is.
Oh, I know what the candy is. I'm struggling.
I thought
with
if you knew the candy, you would. I thought that the
player you'd be surprised at how bad I am at knowing players. Let's see. Oh, go. Oh, I'm thinking. Okay, John.
Okay, John.
Plenty Higgins.
Yes. Oh, I'm disappointed Russ did not get that.
Good and Plenty's are also gross, by the way, unless you get the fruit flavored ones.
I totally
agree. Black licorice, Good and Plenty's are the worst.
No, I know what Good and Plenty's exist. I had no idea what they were.
They're terrible.
That they sound terrible.
Yes.
Okay, so John's
they do
got
a fruit flavored one that's good.
So John's got one.
I think it's called Good and Fruity. Should have gone, but that's not the black licorice one.
Okay. You guys ready for the next one?
Wait, I got 3, I think.
I'm sorry, 3. Yeah, you got 3. You got the 3 points, yeah.
No, that was a practice round. That didn't count.
Okay, so the next one. This is player first. NFC East wide receiver and small fruit candies similar to a jelly baby that is roughly 2 centimeters long and shaped in the form of an animal.
John.
Russ.
John got there first.
John got, yeah, he did.
I'm gonna go with Travis Fall Gummy Bears.
Yep, yes. That's it.
Oh, yes. That's so good.
That is good. That is good.
Hey, John's got just 6 already.
It's a candy is my way to go with a name game. Not you get away me. From things like pop culture and movies. Oh jeez.
Okay. I was pretty happy with these next 2. We'll see how you guys do with them. Another player first, NFC East running back and candy consisting of a type of nuts and sweetened shredded coconut covered in milk chocolate. I got a clue if you guys need it.
No, not yet. Russ can cut out some dead air.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What division again?
NFC East running back.
Hmm. I'm blanking on who the running backs are for all the NFC East teams.
Can you read the candy again?
Sure. Candy consisting of a type of nut and sweetened shredded coconut covered in milk chocolate.
This is a terrible candy. You're 2 out of 3 for terrible candy. Like, these are the candy when it's in my kids' Halloween bags, it gets thrown in the garbage. Actually, these ones get given to my father. I literally save them and give them to him. But they're gross. They're so gross. But who is the running back? I'm ready for the team whenever you guys are. I'm blanking.
Wait, which was first? The candy was first?
No, the running back was first.
Right, that's what I thought. Russ.
Yes.
Wayne Gallman Joy.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Very good one.
Very good
God,
one.
God,
that's the one that made me want to do candy. I thought of that, and I was like,
"That is good.
Solid."
I started with Gallman too, and I'm like, "No, that doesn't work." Yeah. Oh my God! After my third time around.
Nice job.
Good one.
Okay.
So I was just looking for the all sound, not the full all men.
That's
what got me.
Yep.
It's 6 for John and 3 for Russ. I'm not good at doing the math on how much you need to catch up later. So Russ, you'll have to do that for me. the next one is another player first one. I got a lot of player first ones here. AFC West running back and tangy taffy like chewy candy manufactured by a Dutch Italian company.
AFC West running back.
Yeah, that definition didn't give you too much, I don't think. That's what Wikipedia had.
Can you read the candy definition again?
Sure. Tangy, taffy-like, chewy candy. I can tell you it's in different fruity flavors, manufactured by a Dutch-Italian company.
Russ.
Yes.
Clyde Edwards Airheads.
Yes.
You know what? There's an airhead plant right by my house. I'm not joking. Yeah. Oh, how did I miss that?
I mean, I had no idea about the Dutch company or whatever. It's just like that's the only thing candy I could think that would match close to that.
Oh, the Dutch company actually threw me off because I didn't realize they were a Dutch
crap,
company.
Rocky. Yeah, you need to make.
I went right to Werther's.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with this.
Nice,
one.
Crushing this. Well one. Done.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You want to know what my clue was?
It's kind of gone downhill, to be honest.
You want to know what my clue was for that if you guys couldn't get it?
What?
It's also the name of a mid-90s movie starring Brendan Fraser and Adam Sandler.
Oh, God. Yes.
I would have given it right away. I quote that all the time.
Okay, we'll go to the next one. It's 6-6. Bob, you got to get on the board here.
How many we got left, Rocky?
I'm still at 0. I'm good.
Yeah, we got 3, 7 total. So we've done all 4, right. 3 more. Okay, this one is an American brand of sweet hard candy and NFC North tight end.
NFC North tight end. John, Jolly Ranch Irv Smith.
Yes.
Dude, I had the candy and I was just waiting for you to say.
How did you have the candy? There were like 3 words in that description.
No, that description was a perfect description of a Jolly Rancher.
Okay, so 9.
I was able to figure out the tight end before I even wrote down tight end. That was perfect. I like that clue.
I put my finger on the first team name and he said his name already. That was unfair.
So yeah, this one's a race between Russ and John. Bob can't even get enough points now to win.
Well, he can just ruin
spoil
it
for you.
He
yeah,
can for spoil it for Russ. We're all in favor of that. He can also spoil it for the host by creating a tie.
Well, no, you already have 9. So
correct. Oh, yeah. If they split the next 2, we end 9-9-3.
Yep.
Okay.
And John loves to point out how to make the host miserable.
I do not.
I have extras, so
I'm not rooting for a tie.
Nope. I'm just here to let everyone else.
I actually do have a tiebreaker if we get to a tie.
Good deal.
Okay, next one. A candy consisting of salted peanuts rolled over a nougat-like sweet caramel center, and NFC North running back.
Oh, NFC, John. Payday, Jay Dillon.
That is...
You said NFC North, right?
That is
Adrian Peterson.
That's not correct. I mean, both are right.
I get the points, but neither Adrian one. Peterson's not an NFC North.
Oh, that's right.
He's not anymore.
Oh, where the hell is he now?
NFC East.
No, Adrian Peterson's NFC North.
He's on the Lions now.
On the Lions.
Oh shit! Why am I thinking? I was thinking last year when he was on the Redskins. You're right.
Unless I think I should give you both 1.5 points or something.
No, the first person to get a right answer gets it. Don't do that.
Technically, neither is the right answer that I had.
Oh my goodness, that's the problem with ending in A because you can get so many of them.
I was waiting for him to say, you know, AFC North wide receiver. I was ready to get on AJ
Green.
Let's give Bob a chance to get on the board. They both had the right candy. Sure.
Got another NFC North running back?
I don't. I've got nothing.
How about pay David Montgomery?
That is it.
Ah.
So how should I score that?
Just throw it out. It doesn't matter. Who cares? We make up the score as we go. It doesn't matter.
Okay, then if that's if we're throwing that one out, then this is for Russ to tie or John to win. Or Bob gets it, John wins. Okay, NFC.
I'm ready for a clue. By the way,
no, you shut up.
And this one is a threesome, if you will.
Oh, these ones are fun.
NFC East quarterback and spun sugar confection that usually contains small amounts of flavoring or food coloring, and NFC East quarterback.
Can you read the candy again? Description?
Sure. Spun sugar confection that usually contains small amounts of flavoring or food coloring.
And they're both NFC East quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whew. Russ.
Yes.
Dak Press Cotton Candy Dalton.
Correct.
Wow.
We have a tie. Okay.
I wasn't thinking of cotton candy as candy. Plus that is literally trash. I really hate cotton candy.
I don't like it because it literally is just sugar.
It's so gross. I don't know.
I'm not a big, I don't necessarily think of it as candy either, but candy's in the word. So I figured
it works. I just didn't go there, but it's so gross too.
So thankfully I do have a tiebreaker.
All right.
So this will just either be Russ or John. And it is AFC North wide receiver and peanut butter candy that is an oblate spheroid in shape and covered in candy shells. AFC North wide receiver.
John? Odell Beckham and M?
Russ.
No.
Russ. Jarvis Landry's Pieces.
That is correct. Russ wins the game. Come back. Russ is flexing.
Dispute both. I there are great peanut butter M&Ms. They're the best flavor.
Okay, Russ. So you're up 1-0 on the games. So you get to pick the next game. It's a trade game or Co-Stars BS.
All right, I'm going to go Co-Stars BS and save the trade game for last.
Okay.
100% robbed so far.
Okay, so Co-Stars BS. The way this will work is I'm going to give you a team, and then I tried to put a slight twist on it, which might actually even make it easier than the normal Co-Stars BS, which is that it has to be anybody that scored a fantasy point this year. So if you happen to know somebody on the team that hasn't scored a fantasy point, it will not count. Because that's the list I have. So, but anyway, I'm going to give a team. You have to. What we're going to do is go around. You have to bid how many players you think you can get on that team that have scored a fantasy point this year, and we keep going until someone calls BS, which means they think that the last person, couldn't get that amount. And if the person who, how am I going to word this? The person who did say they could get the last number. Gets that number, they get 2 points. If they don't, the person who called BS gets 1 point. And I was going to do 1st-to-6 wins.
That works. And we're going just quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end?
Yes.
Okay. No, kicker, no. IDP, baby. Let's do it.
Kickers are not in.
There will be plenty of people that say they score fantasy points too. They just don't matter, though.
So, Russ, you won, so you'll start. The first team is your New York Jets. So how many players can you get that have on the Jets that have scored a fantasy point this year?
I'll just, while I'm writing down, I'm going to start with six.
Okay, Russ says six. I'll go clockwise, which would mean Bill is next. Do you want to go seven or call BS?
Seven.
That's John.
Oof, I probably should be able to get, what am I at? I'm at eight. Let's see. I'll go eight.
Eight to Russ.
Nine.
Okay, Bob. If you don't think you can do 10, you can call BS, but then Russ gets the chance to do nine.
He's already got nine written down.
I know he does.
I'm gonna
have to go BS because I can't get to 10.
Okay. Sam Darnold, Joe Flacco, Jameson Crowder, Denzel Mims, Frank Gore, Ty Johnson, Michael P. Ryan, Perriman, Chris Herndon, and Jeff Smith.
Ty Johnson.
Yep. You get it? These are all correct.
Yeah, they're all good. They got a lot of them.
Yeah, I think
Ryan Griffin, yeah. I think also.
Ryan Griffin.
Yep.
Former Eagles running back Josh Adams.
Josh Adams, right. Because we always made fun of Shane because he kept up his hope, and then finally he could have had his moment and didn't.
And did you say Jeff Smith?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The rest, I'm not sure you could have gotten. Lawrence Cager.
That sounds made up.
Jaleel Scott.
Ooh, he's still in the NFL?
Yeah, people liked him like as a deep sleeper 2 years ago or something. Like,
on the really, Ravens, yeah.
Isn't he really tall or something like that?
Many taxi squads, yeah.
SFB Potathon guest Vincent Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And Trayvon Wesco.
Oh, that's right. A lot of taxi squads up here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dropped okay. Him off. That's
what he just said. So Russ has 2 points. And the next team will be the San Francisco 49ers. And since Russ got that one, you start again.
Seven?
Eight.
Nine.
11?
Whoa. Oh. 2-player jump.
He's like, all right, just let me read names. I have a feeling Russ is winning the night tonight. Quickly.
Oh. 12.
I Ooh. Am not going 13. There's no freaking way.
Damn it.
So sorry, Russ. 1 point going to me here. Sorry, Russ.
I absolutely could. Wait. Okay, go. Yeah.
Okay, good for you, Russ. You should have gone to 15. Get aggressive. Be aggressive, bud. All right, Bob, fire him off here.
I don't have it. I got 3 down so far. I did not. I can't write as fast as you guys are. That's for sure.
Russ, oh, I was nowhere I can near see the whole, that number.
His whole microphone is moving. He's writing so fast.
Yeah. I got 13, just saying. And I haven't gotten that 14.
Give us the 3 you got, Bob, and then see if anything else pops in your
Given
head.
Given their injuries, there's a lot of potential names out there.
There are. I only had Jimmy G and Mostert and Tevin Coleman. I had
some tight end.
Kittle.
There you go.
Yeah. Reed.
There you go. Reed. Yep. All right. What about they got another quarterback?
Yeah, shut up, John.
Oh, yeah. I honestly can't pull him up my head right now.
Hey, welcome to Dynasty Game Night where you have to react quickly. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, this is definitely experience.
Can so I get like
you're done?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, let me do this.
Go for you it. Show it. Off. Go for it, show off.
Mullins, GQ, and Beathard.
Yep.
Deebo, Ayuk, Kendrick Bourne. Yep. Kittle, Reed, Dwelly, McKinnon, Mostert, Wilson, Coleman, and Taylor.
You mispronounced Beathard, but I think we should still give it to you.
What did yeah. I say?
You said it as Beathard instead of Beathard, obviously.
Oh, my bad.
Come on now. What's the matter
but
with
yes,
you?
But yes, those are all correct.
And I absolutely miss people because, yes, they just can't keep someone healthy for more than a game.
Did you have Hasty?
No, Jermichael Hasty.
I didn't have him. He is on there. You missed Richie James.
Richie James, yeah.
He had a great night.
Did you say Juszczyk?
No. Oh, hey, yeah. Juszczyk. I'm embarrassed.
Sorry, fullback fans.
All right, well, gross. John gets a point for that.
And you also missed the immortal River Craycraft.
Who?
Okay.
the other names were even less well-known than that. But okay, so Russ gets nobody gets anything for that. That actually wasn't your turn. John got the point. Yeah,
I get a point.
For the BS. So 2-1. Okay, so the next one is, let me pull up my sheet. I have too many tabs open here. My Philadelphia Eagles. And since John got the point, John will start.
Has Miles Sanders scored fantasy points yet? Oh, just kidding. He actually did this week, finally. Kidding, folks. Let's see. I can start out at, let's just start it at 7. I'm sure I'll get there by the time he gets back around to me. So don't call me out fast.
10.
Yeah, there we go. That's better.
11.
Nah, BS. I like the way this is going, baby.
All right. Stop letting John win. We're going reverse next time.
Would it be better to let Russ win? That sounds wrong. I don't know how many he has to get, but I know I called BS on a double digit number here.
It was 11.
Okay.
It was 11?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
I think I could have. There's a lot of Eagles.
Fulgham.
Yep.
Sanders. Hurts. Richie Rodgers.
Oh, good one.
Goddard.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's 5. Need 6 more.
Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Ertz. Rager.
Yep.
Alshon.
Yes.
Two
more.
Oh, I have 2 more.
I definitely have 2 more, and I can't. I'm watching them play.
Right now, you cheater?
Well, one of these you don't. One of them you don't watch play a full season ever.
Clement.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
God. Wow, that's a deep pull.
Nice.
That was a good pull.
One more. Come on, you're missing such a good one. An easy one.
Did Whiteside play at all this year?
Okay, he has, and he scored 8.5 fantasy points.
Nice.
So you get that.
He's at 8.5?
Oh, my God.
He recovered a fumble in the end zone this year.
Yes, that's right.
That's why he has 8.5.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. Boston Scott.
Boston Scott.
And Greg Ward. Those were the
he's actually the
Sean Jackson.
Boston Scott. That's who it was. I was trying to
say. Yeah.
These are in order. Greg Ward is actually the number 3 fantasy scorer on the Eagles.
I was going to say Sproles, but...
did Sean Jackson catch a ball this year?
Yeah. He actually has 29.7 points.
I think he did.
Better than our single Whiteside this year.
Well, that's
I think it was in the first 2 games, too, right?
Well, it had to be. That's all he played, right?
Yeah, he played apparently in the first 3 games and then in game 8.
Yeah, 7. He came back for a quarter. And then
Yeah.
Little cameo. That's a nice
I think
thing.
The only other name you guys might even recognize on here is John Hightower, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But, yeah, Bob gets the 2 points for that. So it's 2-2-1.
All right, what's your order this time, Russ? What do you want the order to be here?
I don't care about the order. We're just going in the other direction.
Okay, so Bob starts, so then it'll be Bob, then you.
Okay.
Because I was going clockwise before that. So the next team is
so
the
when Bob has to call me out. I got to be ready for this. Bob, 1 point.
The New Orleans Saints.
4.
8.
Oh, what was that guy's name? What are we? You're at 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'll say 9 because I think I can get there by the time it gets to me.
So that would be back to Bob.
10.
I'll go 11.
I can't get there. So go for it, Russ. Spit them out.
Shit. 1, 2, 3.
I got to my 9 and I was dead there.
I have 10 written down.
Okay, good deal.
All right. So I have Drew Brees, Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill, Michael Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Tre'Quan Smith, Jared Cook, Josh Hill, Alvin Kamara, Latavius Murray.
Nice.
That's 10.
I was missing Josh Hill.
And they are all correct.
There's another tight end that I'm shocked you didn't get. This is the name I couldn't remember that I couldn't
put. Adam Troutman.
There you go.
You go and help him, John.
I don't mind. I hate this game. I just want it over. I hate Co-Stars.
So Russ has two. So it could be over this next round if Russ can if someone calls BS on Russ, he can get them all. So it's 4 Russ, 2 Bob, 1 John.
I think Russ.
There will only ever be 1 John.
Russ that is true.
The one and only John.
I would have gotten it.
Yeah, you would have gotten it.
I would just start thinking of rookies.
Next team, the Miami Dolphins.
Oh,
and since Russ got the point, Russ will start, and we'll just keep going in that same direction.
I'll just go 8.
So it goes to John next, actually, because we're going the opposite way that we were before.
Oh, man. You said you started at 8?
Mm-hmm.
Can't write that fast. I'm way behind now, man. Sure. I'll say 9 and hope that I get there by the time it comes back.
So that's the Bob.
10.
11.
Go for it, Russ. Put out of the misery.
Yeah, the last name I have, I don't know if it's right. Tua Fitz. Devontae Parker, Preston Williams, Miles Gaskin, Savon Ahmed, Mike Gesicki,
good one.
Shaheen, DeAndre Washington, Jakeem Grant, and I have a name written down. I don't know if it's right, so I'm going to take a second to try and think of someone.
He's going to throw out like Smith or something.
Yeah, Jones, right? Yeah, Jones. It's definitely Jones.
Definitely Jones.
This guy caught a pass, and I can't remember if it was for that team. Can't believe him. Fuck it. Was it Farrow Cooper?
It was not Farrow Cooper.
Fuck. Oh, that's a shame.
Isaiah Ford.
Isaiah Ford is
just before
he apparently hasn't caught a pass for Miami because he's not on this list. Did you say Preston Williams?
Yeah,
he did.
Okay. Dorum Smythe.
Oh, that fucking, how did I forget that name?
And I'm surprised you didn't say this one because there's been a little bit of buzz around them because of this last game. Lynn Bowden.
Oh, yeah. J-Mike, I am so sorry.
Oh, my God. That's embarrassing. This is a DLF family podcast. Ryan is going to...
Oh, sorry, Ryan. Yeah, sorry.
You're losing all of your affiliate status on DLF there, Russ.
Did you say Breda?
No!
Jordan Howard?
Jordan Howard, Breda.
Did Howard play this year?
Yeah.
He kept stealing
touchdowns. He had like 4 yards for like 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, he had 4 runs for 6 yards and like a touchdown.
Oh, I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry. That was that.
And also former Eagle Mac Hollins.
Oh, Mac Hollins. I love that guy.
Feels like there should be a lot more wide receivers too. There was only a couple of them named. Did they not have anybody else score receiving points?
He said Parker. He said Grant. He said Williams. Mac Hollins is one. Antonio Callaway is the only other guy that shows up on this list.
Oh, he's not on the Browns anymore?
Gosh.
Yeah. I mean, apparently, like, in week 11 and 12, he had 2.3 and 1.7 fantasy points.
Wow. I mean, usually just there's a slew of wide receivers that at least got into the game and like caught one ball. That's nuts.
That is nuts. That's only like 5 guys total.
They dress 2 wide receivers a week and one of them gets hurt in the first quarter every week. Good Lord.
Okay, so John got that point. So it's 4 for Russ, 2 for John, 2 for Bob. And the next team is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
How many teams do we have?
I still got 2 more after this if this doesn't get us to 6.
Oh, that's right. You said we're going to 6.
Yeah.
Russ had a shot, and he screwed it up
so bad.
And John got the point, so John will start, and then we'll go Bob, then Russ.
I'll go 9.
10.
BS.
Ooh. Damn! I actually, for some reason, I know way too many Buccaneers. This is, none of them are good either this year, but I have way too many of them written down.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking.
That means they must be literally.
None of the 10 is too crazy, I don't think so. No. Of the top 10. So, Bob, you got it. You got to name 10.
All right. We got Brady, Vaughn, Fournette, Jones, Godwin, Evans, Gronk, Antonio Brown.
That's eight. One more?
Two more.
Yeah.
Scotty Miller and Brate.
Yes. That's 10.
McCoy's, I was hoping down. To get lucky.
McCoy's down.
That's 2 points for Bob then. But this is basically hell for John because this game's just going on forever.
Sure is.
So it's 4 for Bob, 4 for Russ, 2 for John.
Should have gotten up and gotten a drink.
Next team, Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, man. What was that guy's name?
Who goes first?
Oh, I'm sorry. Bob got the point, so Bob goes first, then Russ, 5. Then John.
8.
Russ doesn't play games on Ghost Stars.
I want to win a goddamn night.
Let's see. They've got about 100 tight ends that have probably scored, right? What did you say? 8? Oof. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, well, I'll say 9 and hope that I can get there.
10.
11.
12.
I thought he was going to call BS.
No, Russ knows exactly.
I want everyone to see the middle finger I'm holding as close to the camera as I can. So
I,
you see
just
the
said
entire
12
middle
so that Russ couldn't get the points.
Yes, that's exactly what he did.
Code, Rocky, you have cracked the code.
I quit.
I'll ruin this game if I can. Make so we never play Co-Stars again.
It's next.
What is it to me?
Happening.
What is it? 11.
John said 12.
I said 12.
You couldn't say 11.
I said 11.
Russ said 11. So we had to say 12.
All right, I'll call you BS.
Crap. All right, I'll go Dak, Dalton, Zeke, Pollard, Lamb, Amari, Gallup, Schultz. Those are the ones I wrote down right away. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So I'm way short.
That was the one I couldn't think of. I couldn't think of Schultz's name. I was going to say Dalton and Dalton.
There's a.
I would have let that fly.
Yeah, that would have been fine. There was a quarterback like that I picked up everywhere. Now I can't remember his name. He played for a freaking week. Ben something.
Yep.
Like Dia.
Starts with a D. Just
Danucci,
the quarterback.
Danucci or something.
Yes, Ben Danucci. You're at the right.
Got there. So what am I at? 9 now?
9.
I'm only 3 short. Oh, there's definitely 3 more tight ends that score points for him. Who else? Oh, who was the guy that everybody loved in the offseason and then he got hurt? Oh, man. I can't get to 12. There's no way I'm getting it. Give the point to Bob.
I think it's Darwin. Yeah, Jarwin is the guy you were thinking of.
Thank you. Blake Jarwin.
All right, so I wasn't listening. I also Gallup, Cooper, Lamb, Jarwin, Pollard, and Cedric Wilson.
Oh, I did
Cedric
not.
Cedric Wilson, John did not.
Cedric Wilson was the frickin' Randy Moss against the frickin' Seahawks.
Nobody said Garrett. Who was eating? You know what's eating Gilbert Grape?
Oh, yeah,
the third quarterback or fourth quarterback they brought in.
Okay.
Yeah, and the other ones, yeah, good luck. I think the only other two that haven't been mentioned are Noah Brown and Rico Dowdle.
Never heard that last one.
Nope. Oh, I feel like there were more tight ends, but I guess not, huh?
I'm sorry. There was one more. Where did he go? Blake Bell.
Yeah, that's a guy, yeah.
that is a guy.
He is a guy.
So it's 4-4-3 with John with the 3. I did not think it would take us this long to get to 6. But I do have more teams.
No, wait. John didn't get that point. Bob got the point.
I'm sorry. Right. I'm sorry. That's Bob. So it's 5-4-2. My bad. You're right.
I mean, no. John got that point.
You might want to give us the order here before you go any further because Russ is going to be furious if the order is determined in some arbitrary way. Russ, what order would you like this to go?
No,
would you like it to just go Russ, 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 Russ?
Yes.
It will be Bob, Russ, John.
Okay, let's go. What's the take?
Okay. The team is the Bob. Washington football team.
I can make it so Russ doesn't even have a chance to get a point. I love it. I can hand this game to Bob. I shouldn't even write down names and just say like 25.
You're such an ass.
All right, what football team? Well, you said football team. Okay. I should pay attention a little bit, I guess, here.
I believe Bob said five, so that's Russ, you're next.
You better go real high, Russ. You better go real high, Russ, if you don't want me to go over top of you. You better start it like, you better jump straight to like 13 or something.
But they're awful. I doubt 13 people have scored fantasy points on their team.
Yeah, they have. They've only scored single digits, but they've probably scored them.
Did you say a number, Russ?
I have 8 people written down, so I'm just going to go with 8. That's all I could do.
Oh, crap. Now I have to actually write names down. I really was thinking you would just say like 12 just to, so that I would have to get force you to take the chance. Oh, I feel like I should be. Oh, yeah. Let me start writing down running backs. There's a bunch of them. Oh, terrible. Terrible, though. Okay. 1, 2, 3. I have to get to 9. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Unless you're going to call BS, yes.
Yeah, but I know Russ is going to get it if I go that, so.
I still only have 8 written down.
Yeah, but you have 8 written down. That's all you have to get. So.
Oh, yeah.
John just doesn't want Russ to win. Apparently he doesn't
I'll
care.
Think, I'll change it to 9.
If Russ wins the game, he wins the night.
That's true.
Well, we're still playing the trade game anyways, the freaking trade game.
Yeah, but who wants you to win? Nobody wants you to win.
I'm pretty sure I want me to win, John.
Do they have tight ends in Washington?
Does anyone play that position?
I feel like there should be one, and I can't think
of any. There's a few of them.
Yeah.
Is there
fine, Russ. Take the night. I don't care. Go ahead. I won't game theory this out of it. I think you should have to get 10 to win the night.
Alex Smith, Dwayne Haskins, Antonio Gibson, Peyton Barber, Terry McLaurin, Logan Thomas, J.D. McKissick. It's the only time I can think of. J.D. McKissick, Antonio Gandy-Golden, Dontrell Inman, and Brandon Allen.
Oh, and Sims is there, too.
He actually...
both Sims.
It's 2 Sims, yeah.
Yes.
Well, technically that last one was not correct, but he only said 8, so he got it. You just gave the wrong first name.
Jeremy Sprinkle?
Which Allen is it?
Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen, that's it.
But the rest were all correct. Jeremy Sprinkle is correct as well.
Oh, wow, that's a guy.
1.6 right. Fantasy points on the season, by the way.
Shout out to Katie, one of the other guest hosts. Yeah.
You guys go too fast.
Robert Foster, did he score a point this year?
Oh, yeah, he caught a ball like last week, I think.
Yeah, not according to what I'm looking at. He may have gotten a target, but he did not.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing him like, oh, yeah, he's still in the NFL. Good for him.
Did you you guys go too fast. Did you say either of the Sims brothers?
Well, at the end. Wait, at the end, we sort of said it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, both of them.
The rest
of Isaiah guys, Wright?
Yes. I was just going to say, the rest of these guys, I don't even know who they are. Isaiah Wright is one of them.
Bob, I feel like you should have started the bidding a little higher.
Yeah. Get this. Isaiah Wright
actually I knew who the team was.
Isaiah Wright actually has 44.8 fantasy points. I don't even know who Isaiah Wright is.
Isn't he drafted by the Bills or something?
Am
I making that up?
But yeah, so Russ wins that game.
I don't care that I won because John was bored. I win. I don't care.
Russ wins the night.
All right, let's play a trade game. Good Lord. That's enough co-stars.
And I'm kind of glad that the trade game doesn't matter because I said to Russ before the show, I'm worried one of these games might be a disaster and this could be it. So I did not come up with anything crazy original like doing a rap with clues in it like Gabe, but I did a little tweak on the trade game and it's definitely, I think, going to make it tougher. So what I did, instead of just how you guys usually do, you give a player and you got to come up with a guy in equal in value or something like that. You guys are going to have to construct the entire trade. And what I am going to do is give you some sort of category. Like, this is not one of them, but for instance, and they're more football relevant than this, but players on a team with bird names or something like that. And you're going to give me two guys, or you can do a 2-for-1. I don't want to go beyond that because I'm going to have to do the math on all these because I don't have fancy spreadsheets like you guys.
I would have given you mine.
Should send it to him now, or this is going to take an hour.
No, let's just do it.
And I'm going to give you a category, or some kind of category, and you have to come up with a 1-for-1 or a 2-for-1, and all three guys or two or three guys have to fit into that. Whoever gets closest gets the point.
Love it.
And whoever gets the first wins. That was that's the scoring. I will not take points away for if you say something that doesn't fit the category. I'll just let you know that and you can use a different guy. The other thing I wanted to throw in is I know you guys usually don't reuse guys, but some of these are going to limit the player pool, so I was thinking you can reuse one guy but not two guys.
And John, no using zero value players on both teams.
Dude, you think I'm going to actually even be able to figure out a player that's going to fit a category? I appreciate you giving me that much credit, Russ.
So we'll see how this goes. I wanted to try and do something a little different. So basically just try and get as close in value with the guys as you can. So Russ won again that last one. And the first category I had was teammates. So just two guys on the same team, as close in value as you can get.
So a 1-for-1.
Yeah, or you can do a 2-for-1 if you want to try and do it that way. But I'd rather you didn't because that makes me do more math.
Oh, I'm still going with two backup quarterbacks. It's going to be awesome.
Exactly.
Ben DiNucci, and who was that other Dallas Cowboys quarterback that played a game? Garrett Gilbert. Yes, I bet you they're really close.
Sorry, was this Superflex too?
I'm sorry, it is Superflex, yes.
I bet you they're within 1 point of each other.
And I turned off the package adjustment if you do a 2-for-1, so.
You're not allowed using that one, Russ.
But I think we should make no backup players. No backup quarterbacks anyway.
Sure, just take my strategy. No,
let's just put the John don't be a dick rule in yes. play.
It's never going to happen because that's the right play. I'm not going to do it, but God, I bet you that answer would be almost dead on.
It probably would be. I mean, it absolutely would be, but that's not the...
They both come up with 0.1.
I wish I didn't crumble up that piece of paper and
throw it away. Russ, any day now, man.
I don't know. I can't remember teams off the top of my head. That's how bad it is.
I got a list of 12. Do you want those?
Actually, I don't even know how this would work, but Garrett Gilbert is not coming up in the calculator. So,
oh, you lose.
It's perfect.
Okay, I'm going to go Chase Claypool and Deontay Johnson.
That's a good one to go with. Who's going next?
We'll go John next.
I will go T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd.
That's another good one. Right, nah, Higgins is too young. He's probably he's probably higher.
Wide receivers are going to be an easy way to match here, I think.
I'm going to go Trubisky and Foles.
Ooh, that's probably a good way to go, too.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
He said no backups, and he throws out two backup quarterbacks. I mean, geez, OP.
They've both been starters this year.
And they've both been backups this year.
So with Ben DiNucci and,
man, you guys need to keep talking because you went way too fast.
No, dude, it's fine to sit in silence.
Okay.
Silence is easier to edit out than talking.
I've got a couple more.
I was going to say
for the rest of the show, the rest of this category, because it might come up again. It might be other way.
Yeah, I almost said Hunt and Chubb just to keep it interesting, because I figured that's nothing someone else would have said.
Yeah, there's a little too much discrepancy there. I had Kupp and Robert Woods.
That was the first thing I thought of.
It's a good one too.
Okay, finally. So John with T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. T. Higgins at 442.3, Boyd at 334.0, 94.3 difference. And then next was Bob. Trubisky at 52.2, Foles at 32.2 for a difference of 20. And Russ gets the win there with Deontay at 350.6, Claypool at 338.6 for a difference of 12.
That's insane. We all did that. Like,
that is insane.
So Russ gets the point there. So the next category is, this was in honor of Fantasy Twitter being super ageist. I was going to make it wide receivers 28 or older, but I made it 27 since all these guys will be 28 coming into this offseason, and to give you a little bit bigger of a player pool to choose from. So wide receivers 27 or older.
And so I have to know players' ages? Ooh,
yeah.
That's going to be rough. Who's going? What's the order here?
Russ got the point, so Russ starts, and then you, and then Bob.
All right.
Allen Robinson and Julio Jones.
I will go AJ Green and Larry Fitzgerald.
Asshole.
How? I don't know what you mean, Russ.
You gave a better answer than I did, so I'm upset about it.
I'm not sure how old Mike Evans is, but I want to say he's 28.
He's probably 27-ish.
Mike Evans is 27.
All right, so that works.
He fits.
Mike Evans, Kenny Golladay.
That's a good one.
I also didn't bank on John, you know, taking the lowest common denominator possible of these categories. And just,
have you met John?
I know. I should have realized. Bob, what was yours again? Golladay and Evans?
That's where my mind went to immediately. Those two are both over 27 years old.
Yeah, no, that was probably the best answer. That was
Believe that wins it. There's no way their total value has to be.
I think if this game ever gets done again, there's going to be a rule that they have to be a minimum of 100 in the calculator or something like that.
Man, all kinds of rules. That's fine. Just keep writing longer bylaws to play against me.
I feel like you're used to that by now.
I'm very used to it. I don't mind it.
This is crazy. In third is one John Bosch.
Yes, perfect. Oh, that's awesome.
Wow, that's
AJ Green at 40, Larry Fitzgerald at 20.3 for a difference of 19.7.
Okay, wow.
In second is Russ. Oh, A-Rob at 309.9, Julio at 294.3 for a difference of 15.6.
Oh my God, that law.
And Golladay, Evans at 328.6, Golladay at 317.6 for a difference of 11.
Wow. Nice job.
That has to be a record.
Yeah, that's nuts how close you guys were.
We played this game at one point, and Matt and Ryan, I think, were like hitting single digits and stuff. They're insane. Cheater.
They were probably like messing with the values as they were going.
Okay, this one I think at least be easier to come up with names. The category is just rookies.
Bob goes first.
Don't take mine.
I mean, Claypool and Jefferson.
Wow, if that's close, then mine's going to be way off. I'm guessing I go second because I came in second. So I'm just going to.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm bad at letting hosts host.
That's fine.
Man, I was going to go Lamb and Jefferson, but I don't know if that. Ugh. I'm going to go Herbert and Burrow.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
I knew it.
That is the best answer, and it's written down right there on my paper.
I knew it would be.
All right. How do I combat this now? All right. I'm going to have to give me just a second here now to think. Oh, that was a rude thing to do. All right. Jordan Love and Antonio Gandy-Golden.
Oh, my God.
You're fired.
You stole my answer, Russ.
I'm going to hang up and listen.
He said no backups.
Oh, he did say no backups, which Jordan Love, I guess, is a backup. That's right, despite being a first-round pick. Or second-round pick? Was he? Whatever he's picked too high.
He was picked in the 20s.
Yeah, first round.
So, all right. I better – yeah, you did say no backups, so I'll scratch that. Antonio Gandy Golden and Keyshawn Vaughn. Is he a back? Like, are we allowed going there? Or?
Just let him do it. Otherwise, he's just keeping an ass anyway.
No, I don't know. I know. I can keep. I can figure out.
Part of the issue is Gandy Golden.
I can probably find out a receiver that's.
Probably could just go on like Lynn Bowden after I feel like an ass for forgetting he existed.
That would work too.
See, the worst part about these games with the gaps, like I can't just get rid of gaps because we talk while Rocky's trying to figure it out.
I know.
So I have to listen and figure out what to record, what to.
No, you just like cut the entire thing. It literally doesn't matter anything was said in between it.
Well, John doing the cheating method won that one.
In the rules of two rookies. Okay.
It was only a different. I'll go with well. The other two were way off.
What really?
Claypool and Jefferson. Jefferson is 533 in the calculator. Claypool is 250.5.
Yeah, they have to be far off.
282.5. Herbert and Burrow. Herbert 715.8.
Oh my god! Yo, Burrow, get off! Oh my god, Herbert's not that good.
Yeah, Burrow's 576 for a difference of 139.8.
What is Russell Wilson in the? In the calculator or the analyzer right now. Is Herbert above him now?
Yes. 700? That's almost like that's a top five player.
I don't
he's
know.
Not above him.
Okay.
Russell Wilson is 825.
Okay, but he's getting close.
Oh, that is far too high.
He might be the fourth quarter. Who would be the fourth? What's Kyler Murray?
Kyler is 936.4.
Okay, never mind. Okay, so. Yeah. He's like a top 12 player, not a top 5 player. I apologize.
Anyway, Keyshawn Vaughn and AGG were 22.4 and 13.6 for a difference of 8.8. Yeah. Which means everyone has won, which means this is going to take forever. If you want to keep going. So, the next
point wins.
You want to do that? I'm good with that. I don't want to make your show go on forever here.
Next point wins the whole night. I'm in. Let's go. It all comes down to this.
The last category we'll do then is players not on their original team.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. So, well, John goes first, right?
Oh, I do go. I do.
Yeah, he does because he got the point. And then we'll go Bob, then Russ.
I'm going to go Stephon Diggs and DeAndre Hopkins.
That's a really good one.
I still think Hopkins is better, but I think in the analyzer they're going to be
close
this time.
My turn?
Yes.
I'm going to take a page out of John's book here, and I'm going to go with Brady and Breeze.
Oh, that's good. I like that. It's hard to believe that Breeze wasn't it like. That feels like forever ago.
I know, right? Like most people listening to this probably don't know he wasn't always on the Saints.
Like he was actually.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Man.
Part of me wants to go like Adrian Peterson and Matt Breda.
So do it.
No, I want to do something. I want to try a little harder than that.
I think we heard Adrian Peterson and Matt Breda get submitted.
Fine. Do it. Adrian Peterson and Matt Breda.
I'm kidding, Russ. Go ahead and find yourself.
You don't want to be fun. Like John.
No, find yourself something more fun.
Come on. You don't want to be like John, Russ.
I don't. I don't want to be like John.
I didn't either, but that was the only one I had written down.
That one actually is extremely fantasy relevant, I would say. So I think Keyshawn Vaughn is too. We should all know. Listen.
Amari Cooper and Allen Robinson is where my brain first went.
Ooh, that's a pretty good one, too.
I like that one.
I'll go with that.
We just got to give me time for the math again, and then we'll be done.
I was trying to find someone for Brandon Cooks, too.
Who would be a good one for Brandon Cooks?
Amari Cooper?
God, no. Come on.
No?
Cooks is not. No. Amari's not that
so
bad.
Much less.
Yeah, Amari's worth. Amari's still good, kind of.
You think, like, Odell
and Cooks? Robbie Anderson.
Yeah, but how far do you think Odell has fallen?
I was thinking about him, but I think he's still probably higher value-wise just because of the name. I bet you Robbie Anderson might be a little close to who is it that you said? Cooks. Brandon Cooks. They both had way like huge losses and then have gained a little bit.
Okay, math is done.
All righty.
Okay, and third was John.
Yes.
Hopkins at 604.8, Diggs at 456.3 for a difference of 148.5.
That should make you happy, right?
Well, I mean, for me, yeah. I kind of agree with that, but I'm surprised that Diggs isn't. I would think Diggs feels like he's gaining value real fast.
Yeah. And in second, with a difference of 56.3, Brady at 68.9 and Breeze at 12.6. So Russ gets it. Cooper 441.4.
That can't be super flex scoring.
I think why they're worth they're oh, old. No. They are worth nothing.
Actually, let me make sure. Let me make sure because this switched over without me doing it. Hold on.
Shut up, John.
Thank you for pointing that out, John. You're right. That was way too low.
Quarterback, they have zero value.
That was way too low. But let me make sure it beats Russ's. Hold on.
Make sure it doesn't beat Russ's.
Yeah, of course, obviously. That's how we
need to actually, that made the gap bigger. Yeah. Brady at 187.5, Breeze at 101.3 for a difference of 86.2. Russ Cooper at 441.4, A-Rob at 428.7 for a difference of 12.7.
Dang.
Wow. So Russ not only wins the night, but gets all three games.
You should have gone with Adrian Peterson and Breda.
I need to point out that I don't care that I cheatingly won all three of these games. There is a heavy asterisk on this win, but it's a win. So I am taking it.
I've been on tilt since the misscoring of the name game. So
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
By the way, Braden Peterson would have been 10.4 apart.
Oh.
20.8 to 10.4.
Bring it home, Rock.
So Russ wins the night, and I guess he'll be in the eventual tournament of champions at some point.
Now that I'm in it, I'm gonna go put it together.
I want you to do that tournament of champions because I want to be in it.
After I won last time. Put it together, host it, keep it all, get all the scheduling done for it. Any volunteers?
Hey, we're about to hit the non-point scoring season. We'll do this. All right.
Hey, yeah. I'll participate if it gets me into that tournament of champions. I'll do whatever you need me to.
There you
Congrats
go.
On your win, Russ.
Yeah. Good job, it. Russ. But Bob hung in there. And you want to say something, Bob?
Nope.
Oh, okay. It looked like he was going to say something. But I just want to thank you guys for letting me do this tonight. It was loads of fun. I hope you liked the games. And I guess we'll just finish up by letting you guys all just say anything you want to do on the way out. Bob, anything you want to promote, anything you want to say, your Twitter handle, anything.
You can follow me at RB Gilchrist on Twitter. Happy to answer any of your Twitter start sits, anything you want. Other than that, I don't have much.
Okay. And
you know, that's not true.
We'll let John go last since he teased his little bit at the beginning of the show. So Russ, anything you want to say before we sign off?
No, I want to hear what John's going to say.
Okay. Let's hear it then.
Just Bob and I do have a new show coming, to the Dynasty Trade Calculator feed. We're going to Dynasty Time Machine, right?
That's what we go. Yes.
Yes. Sorry. Dynasty Time Machine. Yeah. We're going to talk about, we're going to look back at some trades and how they have turned out. So, and see if we can learn some lessons. I've always told people don't ever look back. Never look back.
Interesting concept. Cause even trades made in August could look horrible at this point.
Oh, they do. They definitely do. It's painful to look back, but we're going to see if we can learn anything from it. And we're at least going to have some fun.
We'll call it fun
along the way as we look at it and go, oh yeah, I made a trade just like that. That's not a good one. So hopefully people will enjoy that. I think Bob's been doing a great series of tweets about this. So now we're going to put it in audio format so that people can listen to the pain.
All right. So let's go back 3 years when I traded Stefon Diggs straight up for Jay Ajayi.
Let's go back to August when I traded Stefon Diggs and DJ Chark for Chris freaking Godwin to you, Russ. How's that one working out for me?
I got one. I got back in 2018, before he started playing, being a starter, I traded in it was a points per carry lead to trying to defend the guys, but I traded Eli and Jay Ajayi for Patrick Mahomes in a super flex.
Nice. Yeah. And I'm sure we will have trades that look like that at times. Yeah. I don't think we'll ever go back that many years there. Like that's way too hard. But even with, we don't have to go back far. And you don't have to go back far.
No.
Dude, we can go back. And I can give you some bad trades I did. Yeah.
You could probably go back like 6 weeks ago and something's going to look horrible.
Yeah. Yes. For sure. So look for that coming on over on the DTC feed.
Okay. So I guess that'll wrap it up for the night. Congrats, Russ. Thanks for having me on. If anyone wants to follow me on Twitter, I'm at DynastyFFAddict. And that's all I got. Good night, everybody.